good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here this evening. And I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date. Today is Tuesday, November the 25th. Only 25 more sleeps until Christmas. My name is Carla McNeil, and you can contact me at retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. And if you're too shy to ask a question during the call, please feel free to email me a question, and I will do my very best to answer it while we're on the call. So you have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass, and the number is 218-486-7200. Bridge is 549-706. And my direct line where you can reach me is 778-835-4032. And again, that's Carla McNeil. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And I know that time is one of the most precious commodities that we have. And again, thanks ever so much for joining in and writing down today's date on that piece of paper with that pen that writes. And here we go. I'd like to dive right in. And tonight, I want to talk about dreams. Because dreams are what energize you. If you are waiting for your dream to be something peaceful and that the time is right and everything is right, it will never work. When you stop and think about a time where you have had a dream when you were a little kid and you dreamed about Christmas, you get excited, you get energized. So dreaming comes with action. And I have been listening to a CD series recently called Brain Learning from Artemis Limpert. And one of the things that really struck me is this quote I want to read. It's a bit long, but boy, does it ever hit home for me. And it is, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves in too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision rising in one's favor, all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream, you can do it. Begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. And I did some research online, and I could not find any reference of where that quote comes from. But that really struck me, because one of the questions that came up is, are you putting a lot of effort into not getting your dream? Are you putting a lot of effort into doing things on a daily basis, getting things done? Or are you putting effort into your dream? And what I mean by putting effort into your dream is getting it down into the unconscious, making it a habit. It's a habit like brushing your teeth. My strategic business coach, John DeLemme, talks about his health habit. And his health habit is in his unconscious. Nothing gets in the way of his health habit. He goes to the gym a minimum of 6 days a week. That is getting that into his unconscious. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He goes to the gym on a daily basis, just like you and I brush our teeth on a daily basis. So getting that effort of that dream into the unconscious is where we want it. Because once it gets in there, it's working for us all the time. Like, how many of us do have to think about brushing our teeth before we go to bed at night or when we get up in the morning? For the majority of us, it is an unconscious habit. And affirmations are the way we get from putting a lot of effort into not getting our dream into getting our dream. Because we are the driver here. This vehicle, our body, that's driving us through our life, we can pick the beliefs that we want. And we can pick the ones we want instead of the ones we don't want. So affirmations are the new belief that we want. And when you say affirmations, it's always got to be the positive and in the present tense, I am. So I am building a team of dream achievers. I am building a team of business builders. These are a couple of the affirmations that I say to myself every day. And I am working on that habit of building that dream, of building the new belief with the affirmations. And one of the things that you really need to be careful about is when you make comments that are negative or derogatory, whether they be to yourself or someone else, and you go, oh, no, 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 I was just kidding. It doesn't matter. I didn't really mean that. Well, guess what? The other than conscious or the non-conscious, whatever it is you want to call it, takes everything literally. And it doesn't matter that you are just kidding and you didn't mean it. Your unconscious takes it because it doesn't know the difference. Just like when we use the I am an excellent teacher. I am a wonderful motivational speaker. I am doing that in the present tense and in the positive, because that is the dream I want, and that is the belief I want to create. Now, when I first started saying these affirmations, you can bet your bottom dollar that I wasn't necessarily totally believing them. But as I build that belief through the repetition, it becomes more and more as an unconscious habit. And now, it's amazing how deep those unconscious thoughts are buried. Because I know that I am an awesome motivational speaker. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that has come through building that. So the non-conscious takes everything literally. When you think of it from the sports arena, and we think about Tiger, and there is no way he's out on that golf course saying, don't hit that sand trap, don't hit that sand trap. Or if one of my favorite players from the Chicago Cubs, Sammy Sosa, was saying up at bat, and he's saying, don't follow that ball, don't follow that ball. That's not how those top athletes think. That's not how they affirm things for themselves. They are using the positive. They are very careful about how they talk to themselves, what they say to themselves. They are very careful about controlling that little voice in their brain, controlling that mind chatter. When we learn to control that mind chatter, use those new affirmations for the new beliefs that we want, and create those unconscious habits, then what we have is we have that working for us 24/7. Now stop and think about that. What would your life be like if you had positive beliefs about yourself and your ability and what you can do in life working in your unconscious for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Isn't that just an absolutely awesome thought? So your goal is to get those habits that are similar to brushing your teeth and getting dressed. Get those habits buried down into your non-conscious brain. Because your non-conscious brain is what recognizes things as, oh, that'll be helpful. Oh, that'll be helpful. So when you decide to buy a new car and you decide, okay, I'm going to buy a four-cylinder, four-speed, dark brown Mustang. That's what I used to own. And everywhere I looked, I saw dark brown Mustangs. It's like, oh my gosh. But what I had done was I had told my non-conscious brain that that's what I was going to do. That's what I was going to buy. And so my non-conscious brain started seeing them all over the place. That's how it works. So we want to get those habits working for us 24/7. And just imagine what your life would be like if you had all of those positive confirmations working in you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Because what you dream and the goals you set for yourself, where you would like your life to be in 5 years from now, there's no right or wrong. It just is. It just is. So you need to decide what works best for you. Do you learn best reading and writing? Do you learn best listening? Do you learn best practicing? That's how the conscious side of your brain works. So decide, figure out what works best for you, and then build on it. Use it to your own advantage. And then you also want to create a dream board. I have a dream room. I'm standing in it right now. I am surrounded by pictures of things that I want to do, places that I want to go, people that I want to meet. I am surrounded by it because the pictures are what speak to our non-conscious mind. So if I'm putting them in front of me, then my non-conscious mind is picking it up all the time. Every time I'm in my construction zone, my office, every time I'm in here, I am surrounded by all of this. And I am burying that deeper and deeper and deeper into my non-conscious mind. So, okay, Carla, so what? What can I do? What you need to do is you need to jump out of your comfort zone. Because your comfort zone is what you have already learned and what you already know. And if in your comfort zone was going to give you the life you wanted, the life you dreamed, you would already have it. So you need to decide to get out of that comfort zone and stretch yourself. Now, it's up to you how long it's going to take. You could jump right out and do something right away. I know for me, when I first started coaching with John DeLemme, and he told me I had to get myself some business cards and call myself an international champion recruiter, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't do that. I come from corporate Canada. Oh my goodness, no way, no way, no way. The first time I did it, oh my goodness, my stomach was rolling, my hands were sweating. And I said it in a crowd of people. Oh, I just right out, and I did it. Now, doesn't bother me. I can say that anywhere. I'm an international champion recruiter. I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported. That's what I do. Stretch yourself. Become that habit that you want. One of the things that John DeLemme talks about all the time is my why, your why. And he talks about this, what he calls the 7-minute why rollover. Every morning, the first thing I do when I get up is I repeat my why to myself. So my why is to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. I am a recruiting magnet. People are attracted to me like bees to honeysuckle. I am making a difference in the lives of my entire team because I love their dream. I am making a difference in the lives of 1,000 children with foster parents plans. I am making a difference diving the warm water locations of the world, taking pictures underwater, designing fabric from the pictures, and donating the profits to ocean conservation. I am making a difference today as a profit-producing, fear-demolishing, record-breaking, action-taking, eye-opening, mind-blowing, fired-up, and laser-focused champion. Now, you want to bet I get up and I repeat that for 7 minutes every morning. You want to bet that energizes me. That starts my day off on the right foot. Because those affirmations, and you'll notice a lot of it began with I am. Those affirmations are the new belief. The new belief is now buried in my non-conscious brain, and it is now a habit. Because I want to stick out from the crowd. 97% of people at the age of 65 are dead or dead broke. I'm not one of those. I'm part of that 3%. I stick out from the crowd. You stick out from the crowd. Personal development, listening to personal development, is what has allowed me to achieve where I am right now. I am becoming a better Carla McNeil every day and every way. I am becoming a better Carla McNeil. Because I take the time to listen to the personal development, and I rest properly, I rejuvenate, and I repair. I make sure that I take care of me, both my physical body, my mental body, and my spiritual body. Because I know that those small changes can produce maximum results. When you stop and think about a plane going from Vancouver to Hawaii, if that pilot goes 2 degrees off the mark because of the distance between Vancouver and Hawaii, he will miss Hawaii. So small changes produce maximum results. So when you're considering some of the different things you're doing to stretch yourself and get out of your comfort zone, don't poo-hoo them. If you think it's like, oh, that's not going to make any difference, do it anyway. Small changes. Smiling at people as you're walking by them on the street. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if people smiled at each other? If that's too big of a step for you, smile at the people in your neighborhood. Small changes produce maximum results. And the power of your own attitude will drive you. An example is, how do you answer the question, how are you? Do you let your physical body take over and say, oh, I've got a sore back, I'm not feeling well, I've got a headache? Or do you choose the attitude, the new belief, say it from the positive in the present tense and say, I am absolutely fabulous. Now, some days, that's a bit of a stretch. However, here we are on this great planet Earth. Lots of things going for us. We're alive, we're healthy. Choosing to say, I am absolutely fabulous, is just a choice. Now, I'd like you to experiment for 7 to 10 days. And whenever anyone asks you how you are, you choose a phrase that's comfortable. Actually, no. You choose a phrase that's a little bit uncomfortable for you to say. You can say, I'm absolutely fabulous. You could say, I'm fabulous. You could say, I'm excellent. I'm great. One of the things I used to say all the time was, if I were any better, I'd be twins. Pick a phrase that stresses you just a little bit. For the next 7 to 10 days, anytime anyone asks you, how are you? Say that phrase. I'm absolutely fabulous. How are you? One of the things that my husband did to take that just a little bit further was when people used to answer back, oh, I'm fine. And he would say, well, you look better than fine. So I have copied my husband on that, and I do that to people on a regular basis. And it's amazing how many people perk right up, and they go, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm good, or I'm great. So you can add that little bit of a positive note, that little bit of uplifting to someone else's day just by how you answer, how are you? Because do you really want to listen to someone go through a list of all their ailments? I know I don't. So do that experiment for the next 7 to 10 days and then send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know how it went. Let me know what you like best about it. Let me know how much it stretched you, how much you grew from that. Let me know how it worked. How do you feel about you? Because one of the biggest benefits I have found for myself is that I also feel better. It uplifts me just by saying it. It's that getting it into the unconscious mind, making it a habit. Now I don't even have to think about it. When someone asks me, how are you today, Carla? I go, absolutely fabulous. What is your ultimate lifestyle? What are those new beliefs, those new dreams? What do you want your lifestyle to look like? I would like you to come up with a list of 21 bullets about what is your ultimate lifestyle. When I first did this exercise, I came up with my list of 21, and I had things like, I have an awesome family life. I have an awesome yard for my pets. I have fabulous, loving, true friends. I have a new van for riding with my dog. I sleep until it's light out. I don't get up in the dark. What is your ultimate lifestyle? Take and write out those 21 bullets and send them to me. Send them to me at carla@retirewithcarla.com. I would love to hear what those are. And by writing them down, and writing them down in the positive and in the present tense, you are then on the first step of the journey towards creating those new beliefs. Because my goal is to assist you. I'm not here to help you. I'm here to assist you. I'm interested in connecting with people who are interested in helping themselves. If you are in a space where you are interested in helping yourself, then I'm here to partner with you. That is my goal. Because dreams energize you. Working towards building your own better life, your own ultimate lifestyle, is one of the best places to be. I speak that from personal experience. My life has gotten so much better. I enjoy my life more. I'm healthier. I'm more energized. And you can be the same. You can have all of that yourself. So in wrapping up, two exercises for you today. The jumping out of your comfort zone. Experiment for the next 7 to 10 days on how you answer the question, how are you? Send that to Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And the second is to write out your ultimate lifestyle, 21 bullets, and send it to me again at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. So I'd like to thank you very much for joining me on the call this evening. And I really do look forward to receiving your emails about your how the experiment went and your ultimate lifestyle. And I look forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Remember, the dial-in is 218-486-7200, and the bridge is 549-706. And if you have a topic that you would like me to talk about, to discuss, to answer a few questions, please send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I would love to be able to assist you and partner with you in connecting with people who are interested in helping themselves. So again, thanks very much for joining me, and I look forward to hearing you again on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you.